Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Forsch covering. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Randle steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forsh moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyson moves to third. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyson scores. DeJesu moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DeJesu moves to third. Randle moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. DeJesu scores. Randle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. George Frazier now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Dane Org pinch hits for George Frazier. Dane Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Obergefell moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Cott and he is out, Obergefell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Templeton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz juggles the ball. That's an error on Reitz. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randall tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Bonds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bonds. Buckner moves to third. Martin moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Reitz reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham pinch hits for Jim Cott. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reitz moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Bill Caudill now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Templeton strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Thomas now pitching. Leon Durham now playing first base. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill bunts towards first. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Obergefell covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Caudill covering, for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Blackwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kennedy out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caudill. Reitz moves to second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reitz moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Templeton applying the tag. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Templeton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Roy Thomas. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Littlefield now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Tony Scott pinch runs for Terry Kennedy. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reitz bunts towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Obergefell is walked intentionally. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. Scott scores. There goes Obergefell trying to get to home. Henderson throws the ball into DeJesu, who relays the ball to Blackwell, who tags Obergefell, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Durham scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds now playing left field. George Hendrick now playing right field. Tony Scott now playing center field. Larry Biotner pinch hits for me. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with little field covering, for the out. Dillard moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randle hits a line drive into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.